News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Governor Walker, considered a possible presidential candidate by some, drew national attention for last night's State of the State address, coverage from Fox News Radio correspondent Dan O'Donnell.
During his annual State of the State address, Governor Scott Walker announced that Wisconsin has $911 million more than initially projected.
What do you do with a surplus? You give it back to the people who earned it. It's your money. Yeah.
So the governor is proposing more than $500 million in property and income tax cuts because, as he put it,
people across the state tell me that one of the best ways to fuel the economic recovery is to reduce their tax burden.
In Milwaukee, Dan O'Donnell for Fox News Radio.
There are many Democrats and even some Republicans in the state Senate who would like to see more of the state surplus go towards job training, school aid, or reducing the structural deficit. Democrat Minority Leader Peter Barca says Wisconsin is not better off under the governor's leadership. He says there are a lot of families still struggling.
Are you better off than you were before the recession? Is our state better off? The nation is recovering and most states have surpluses. That's good news for America. But Wisconsin lags behind in job creation and economic recovery.
He says giving too much of the state's surplus back to taxpayers is short-sighted.
But we cannot expect that incredible tradition to continue when Republicans target schools and vocational colleges for huge historic cuts because of a deficit, but then refuse to reinvest in them in a time of surplus. That is short-sighted.
And then there is one state lawmaker, Democrat Christine Sinicki from Milwaukee, who's in a lot of trouble for live tweets during Governor Walker's State of the State address, some of them containing inappropriate language.
Sinicki really didn't want to be in the assembly chamber during the governor's State of the State speech, and she made that clear posting to her Facebook page while the governor spoke. The Wisconsin State Journal says Speaker Robin Voss called upon Sinicki to apologize to her constituents for having a tantrum instead of doing her job. Sinicki had nothing nice to say about Scott Walker's presentation, with posts including a couple of words I can't say on the radio. Like many Democrats, she expressed her desire to discuss cuts to education and medical benefits and, quote, throwing people off of unemployment insurance. The tone of her messages changed late last night, posting, quote, for the record, my post about the SOS address was not about Walker, it was about his speech, end quote, and thanked her supporters for having her back. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
There could be some looming tax penalties for Wisconsin businesses that don't offer health insurance to some of their low-income employees. More from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
Under the new health care law, Wisconsin businesses will see tax penalties if their employees have to get their insurance through the online federal exchanges rather than through Medicaid. That wouldn't be a problem in states where Medicaid has expanded, but Governor Walker has turned down federal Medicaid money. A report from the Jackson Hewitt Tax Service says Wisconsin employers could see total penalties between $25 and $37 million. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A Walsall woman is serving jail time but had work release privileges. She's likely going to lose those privileges because she didn't return to jail after work. 44-year-old Tracy Taylor hasn't been seen by corrections officers. She's now considered a walkaway. She last returned to the jail January 3rd. A warrant's been issued for her arrest. Taylor was sentenced in November to 7 months in jail. She is the second Huber Law prisoner to leave the jail and not come back in the last 6 months. Marathon County will soon be able to improve tracking of their 60-plus Huber work release prisoners. They'll be required to wear a GPS device to allow officers to see where they are when they're not in the jail. There'll be no jail time for a Crandon woman charged with running an unlicensed daycare. Her son is facing multiple sexual assault charges. He'll face a hearing next month. 62-year-old Nancy Anderson pled guilty to 3 counts of failing to have a daycare license. She received 2 years probation and is only allowed to watch over children to whom she is related. Another very cold morning. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Rob Duns.
Cold today with highs near 1 degree above zero. Many clouds this morning should give way to a round of mainly sunny skies this afternoon before clouds return to the forecast later on tonight. Lows near minus 9, but the temperature should begin to rise toward daybreak on Friday as warmer temperatures return Friday afternoon. A high of 24, but with some snow, and appears 1 to 2 inches of new snow could pile up by Friday night. That's your forecast. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist
meteorologist Rob Duns, right here on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
There are many schools in Minnesota that are closed today because of extreme cold, which is just behind the cold front that we are experiencing right now. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.